Oh my goodness. It's Friday. House Seats presents. Woo! And we are already getting started. I have to tell you, pre-show with Kelly Clinton here. And we have Kelly Clinton in the house.
Oh, no. Thank you.
This is very exciting because she is a veteran of the Vegas Video Network here.
Yes.
You had Talktales for a long time here.
I lived here.
Is this your?
Oh. I don't know what that is.
It's very ethereal and angel-like.
Yeah, it sounds like remember back when Kelly had a show.
Kelly had a show over here. No, it's very exciting to have you here. I'm really thrilled to have you. I have to tell you, when she walked in, Scott has taken a liking to my one-dimensional self over in the back hallway, the cutout of Bryce.
Cardboard Bryce.
He's not really fun. He doesn't really talk back, you know.
I thought, oh, wow, he's a cool customer. I know, right? And then I took my sunglasses off.
And I thought, why doesn't he talk?
Not a person. And so he's not shunning me.
She tried to introduce herself to him.
I really did. Honestly, I did. I was like, hey. And then I was like, oh, what a dork I am.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It freaks me out every time because I'm like walking into myself. I'm like, this is freaking me out. This is really freaking me out. And it scared poor Lindsay over here, too. She's like, she always wants to go, is that who I'm supposed to work with? What are you coming over here for?
Don't
acknowledge the man behind the curtain. So listen, we were happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
We are thrilled at because we at the show and House Seats itself and people that I know, I have been around you for a long time.
What do you mean? Like in outside the sense that my window?
Yes. I'm officially Kelly's stalker. You know what's funny? Every week when I hear that, I can never get over that one. That one always kills me.
Yeah, that's weird.
That one always freaks me out.
Like,
yeah, that's better. Thank you. We like angels better than screams. No, I have seen you many, many years.
Yes.
I saw you many years ago when you did the nights at Sterling Club at Turnberry.
You did?
Yes.
Maybe that's where I
that's
remember.
That's probably where I was wearing the suit you were talking about.
I told
about.
Him I remember him somehow in the suit. There was a suit. It was like a three-piece suit. And maybe there was a watch with a chain. Is that true? Did you ever just go along with me?
A white rabbit many times over. And she kept checking the time all the time.
Mm-hmm. It was. And it was like, yeah, and you were buzzed. Could that
I've
be
had
possible?
Many hairstyles. I've had every hairstyle from
Bleach. No, not your hair.
Oh, buzz.
I mean,
oh,
like
drunk.
Hey, you guys sound really good. I come out of my house.
That must have been the cutout you saw in the hallway.
Okay.
No, I don't get drunk.
Well, the Sterling Club was a very special time, liar.
Sterling Club, why no? Sterling Club was absolutely one of the most special times in Vegas because before Cabaret Jazz, before some of the venues, and after some of the other venues left, like we had Allegro Lounge at Bellagio, and we had Fontana Room.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't, you know, as they were starting to close, there wasn't a place people could go and see mm-hmm. acts like you put on. Bootlegger, which you also are at, but there wasn't that sort of swanky, sort of awesome underground thing. And that's what Sterling Club always felt like.
And it was a private club. Yep. So if you could get in, if you weren't a member, it was like, oh my God, I'm in. Or at the gate, you'd have like to say, it's like salami, bologna, Kelly.
I'm coming to see Kelly.
You may enter.
And you were the host every single week.
I was the entertainment director there, and I would book.
Yeah.
It was great because I got to sing and play with my band. And
and
then I got to give other people work, and there were such great singers and great musicians. And then celebrities would pop in,
too. Whether they lived there. I mean, there were certain ones that lived in Turnberry that would come down and be a part of the night.
Yes, like Rita Rudner lived there and Louis Anderson. And then Don Solfer, who owned the Sterling Club at Turnberry Place, his best friends were James Caan, Jimmy, and George Hamilton, Tan Man. He got up and sang with us.
That's awesome.
And we danced and stuff like that. I'm still waiting for him to call me.
George,
anyway,
come on over.
George. So it was exciting.
Yeah.
And the people who live there, they were thrilled when something like that would happen. And it was great. It was wonderful.
We were just talking about that. One of our friends lives in there. And she's a recent transplant to Vegas. And we told her about it. And she's like, well, why don't they bring it back?
I know. It's very sad because they closed the club.
They closed the club down.
It's a whole technical
They don't actually have anything in there. There's not anything for the residents to like chill and hang out, go to the bar.
Oh,
nothing
no.
like that.
And it was so
not
great.
Not that any of us drink.
No, we don't drink at all.
We don't drink.
This is just grape juice we brought in for Friday. Yeah.
In a nice
grape juice bottle.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And so, anyway, they had the pool, the spa, the restaurants, a cigar room.
Yeah.
And so many late nights we would, after the
gig
was over, we'd stay and we'd be in the cigar room. Yes, I smoked and drank. Scott would be very proud of me, Scott Whitney. Because
that's the development of that lowness you have now.
That's right.
Oh, hi.
There he is. Hey, Scott. Yeah, he used to say, drink, 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 drink. And I'm like, I came from an alcoholic family.
Oh. We went there. You know what? That's how he got me to do. I don't know if that's what he did to you. That's how he got me to do a show on the network. He had me in the office, and I think a bottle of tequila or a bottle of rum later, I was, I'll do a show. Let's do a show. Now I'm doing two shows. Okay. Let's keep drinking.
This
I obviously like to keep drinking here.
Well, you took to it well.
That must be my Mormon upbringing, and it taught me how to do that.
My husband and I stayed up late last night watching this this show, this documentary.
Yeah.
It was like a cult thing with a cult leader. I can't remember that. Yeah, Holy Hell it was called. He's
Holy
not
Hell.
Just responding.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at
There's
that.
Your
what
husband.
An attractive
that
couple.
Is the fantastically voice of Vegas, Clint Holmes, that she is married to.
Honey.
You guys look fantastic with Clint's
Thank
new
you.
Show that is over there, Between the Lines.
That's exactly what that is. It's the opening night for Between the Lines at the Palazzo, starring Clint
Are you
Holmes.
Wearing strapless there, or are we going
oh,
solo?
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That night was a... That was... Yeah, that was so low. Look, look how low it went.
You look fantastic.
It was up here. It was up under my armpits when we started the night.
I like your earrings.
The whole night I was
Those
like...
earrings are hot.
Thank you.
And your feathered little hair.
Yeah, I had like some help that day.
That's good.
I thought, I need help on this day. You can't
That's
leave it up
good
to
hair.
Me.
That's Farrah
Thank
Fawcett
you.
Going on. You got
right?
going on. I like
I
it.
Loved Huff. I loved Huff
loved
so Huff, much.
I know. And what a nice suit Clint's wearing.
He's so handsome.
He looks
Look
good.
At him. He's timeless, that guy. He's just so good. And the show is very exciting, by the way.
Yeah,
And let me just plug that while
the subject is
there. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9:30 at the Palazzo Theater.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, Monday, 7 p.m. for those folks
earlier.
Who need to go
for
to
those
the show.
Earlier folks.
Yeah, we're just saying we know you want to catch dinner later. That's all.
No,
but
and that show and his show just premiered, right? It just premiered last month.
Yeah. It was July 20th, it's so good. And he's got Christian Tambor. I can't name everybody because I'll end
Christian
up
Tambor.
Up.
He used to play at the Bellagio. I met Christian years ago when he played Allegro Lounge with the Noel Friedlein Quintet. That came out of nowhere.
Oh, look
wow!
At you. No,
that one, I was like, Christian Tambor. What was the name of that band? That goes way.
See, your alcoholism
back.
Has not gotten in the way of.
I have
memory.
Not. It's only noon on Friday. It's only 5 o'clock
in
Paris right
Drink
now,
up.
You know.
I hope he ate something to soak it up.
I had coffee this morning.
Say hello to your liver for me. Oh, how dark
Amen.
Am I?
How dark
am I? So You're the good. Cult, well, the point
yeah,
of
so
the cult,
cult
thing,
the holy, yeah.
It was about this guy, and it was like based on Buddhism, which is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But then he has the people follow him, right, Scott? And then he gives them drinks and talks them into hosting shows.
Oh. And that sounds
he's
perfect.
Evil.
Yeah, he's evil.
Evil.
We're talking about you now, Scott. Evil.
Then he pops into the show every now and then and goes, I am your leader.
This is,
and he stares at you.
I'm going to watch this one.
No, this was creepy.
Ah,
he just stares at you, and then you can't talk, and then you fall on the ground, then you get up and
People
go,
need to, you see his little arm thing?
On?
I keep telling him he's like
what
giving blood or something. Every day he comes in, he's got some issue with his arm.
In
know,
25
right?
years from now, he'll be outed, and there'll be a documentary on
all
him.
About the Vegas Video Network and those lost souls of yesteryear doing their shows.
I trusted him, and I just,
you trusted him with your life.
I trusted him. Before then, I was a big fan of Carol Burnett, and he told me to stop watching her.
Stop
show
talking about her. Don't talk.
Him. This is very exciting.
This is very special.
This, when I got to meet Carol Burnett, oh my goodness, because this is my hero.
This is an idol for you.
You can feel that, right? Mm-hmm. You can sense that.
I can sense
Obsessed.
This.
Obsessed. Grew up, I was like 6 years old, and I was like, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Until then, I was squandering. I had no direction.
Yeah.
So at seven, I had my plan going.
She was very busy in her big wheels.
Yeah, I was
going,
just like,
I don't know where I'm going. I'm driving all these directions.
I can't. I'm parked. I'm stuck. Yep. I have to. So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, then when I met her, it was this big event. It was an opening for Phantom of the Opera. That's a different time from this. Then I got to meet her again. But I said to myself, oh my God, don't mess this up, Kelly, because when I met my hero, Gladys Knight, I was like, and she called security on me. It's true. Do you like her? Do you love her?
I actually used to sing with Gladys Knight. In the Saints
you,
Unified voice, the Mormon hat I used to wear.
That's
that I that's where you saw me in a 3-piece suit.
That's with
a,
I know it.
With
We're
a
gonna
chain on me
with a chain and a watch. This didn't happen, did it? It's just in my mind. Who's
no,
the drinker?
I don't believe that it's not in your mind. I think it was real.
Do you think you had like a
I had the cummerbund and I was wearing, you know, we wore suits in the choir.
I don't know, but you so yeah. You know Buffy Lucas and Rashida Jordan.
Yes, of course.
Oh my goodness.
Buffy and I used to, that's who used to take me to the Sterling Club.
To the Sterling Club.
And then the bootlegger after that too, yes.
Bryce, we go way back. I'm sorry that I said to Andy, Bryce who?
Who's Bryce? Bryce?
I literally did.
I asked myself that every fucking morning. Oh,
you can't say that.
You know
that.
What? You can say the F-bomb because we say fuckery a lot on the show. In honor of Amy Winehouse.
You say what?
Fuckery.
Fuckery.
What kind of fuckery is it?
She said it. Oh, my God.
All your children, watch away. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I think Gladys and the choir would be proud. Saints unified.
Absolutely. Mwah, love you, Gladys. It's great.
Tis. Anyway,
but you're choked up over Gladys, but you didn't want the same thing to happen to Carol.
Yeah, and also some other folks. I just go a little cuckoo when it's someone I really admire. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, I'm going over. I did this with Barack Obama too before. Anyway, that's another story. But so I go up and I go, all right, I'll go back to that one. So I go and I go, just say this. Just say, I'm Kelly. It's nice to meet you. Just say this, right? So I just, nice to meet you. She's sitting in a chair. I go, very nice to meet you. And then across from her is Linda Lavin from Alice.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm friends with, not to name drop.
Love that.
But anyway,
I used to watch that show.
But I was like, poor Linda Lavin. I was just like, hi, nice to meet you. But
she gets that a lot.
Well, she's so great though.
She's amazing.
I love her.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm standing there in my dress at this opening going, well, you handled that well, Kelly. And then I was like, what's wrong with you? You got to tell her.
You got the energy.
Tell her.
Yeah.
So I went, Carol Burnett, you're the reason I'm an entertainer. And she reached up and put her hand on the side of my cheek and pulled my cheek to hers. And she said, thank you for telling me that, Kelly. And I was
she
so
said your
moved.
Name. Ooh,
keep that
she
music
said your
on.
Name.
She said, thank like you for too. Telling me. And then I said to myself, it means so much to me that it meant something to her.
Yeah.
And then she called security.
And then she still said, and by the way, take her out of here, please.
Get this nut job out of here. Anyway, so that's
no, but it's true. I mean, when you meet somebody that you idolize and you have a feeling of like, this is why, oh, they're showing your clips of, oh,
that's
I love
talk
George.
Tales.
You know, you literally have that moment like, what do I say? That, and you want to say something that no one ever else has said because you know they're going to remember you forever. I had this happen one year. I used to work for Blue Man Group way back in the day, in like 2000 when it first opened. And one
Boy,
of my
you've
jobs,
done a lot of things.
I've done a lot
you.
Of things in this town. I have. I've done a lot of things.
Yes, yeah. And then the drinking.
And then the drinking begins. I didn't drink before. No.
Before Master Scott got a hold of me.
It's the cult of the VVN. That sounds like a dirty thing. The VVN.
The ooh, VVN.
I think it's a. I think
I'll see you at the pharmacy.
I think at the right.
Anyway, sorry. Scott.
No, what we so. Oh, yeah. He said he's gonna miss us when we're gone, and we're leaving right after the show. So it was really nice having you here.
Great experience.
It's really nice having House Seats on for the last 36 episodes.
Someday
we're out now.
We'll have another show.
It's great.
Hey,
oh,
look at that. Oh, wait.
Oh.
That's the former host of. No, that's
is that
tribute.
You?
Yeah, that's me playing the part of Chris Phillips, Zoe
yes,
Bowie,
with the open shirt.
Yeah, and that's where they were taped on the side over there.
Where
right?
were they? Where were those then? Yeah, they were taped
off,
no
to,
off to the side.
There was no sign of femaleness.
No boobies. No boobies.
No, nothing. No boobies. I pulled them apart.
I love the hair, though. I have to say, right? That's pretty. We interviewed him around the show, and it was pretty, pretty
saw
accurate
it.
Hair.
Saw it. And that is my friend's child. How bad is this? I asked her. That's Olivia Deese.
Poor Olivia with tequila around her.
Yeah, and her mom is Elisa Fiorillo, the great singer with Prince. But anyway, and she's playing the part. That's one of my wigs. She's playing the part of Lydia.
Okay.
So that, and she just, anyway, we had Scott and I put this together and it was.
Is this hairspray or whipped cream?
That is hairspray and then there's some self-tanner right next to it.
Gotcha.
That's not in the shop.
Gotcha. This is awesome.
Left on the
this
set.
Is awesome, by the way. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I can't get over the alcohol.
You got to see the
child.
Video. Ooh, you got to see the, I know, isn't that terrible?
Yeah, you're like, last week I think we were doing shots for children.
What?
I think, were we not? Yeah,
like
we were doing
medical?
Every shot. We're like, hey,
not medical
shot
shots,
for children.
Not like get your children shots. You meant these kind
the
of
literal
shots.
Shots. Well, not a
that's
shot.
That's so wrong.
Here, you have a little cab. Yeah, we're drinking red wine courtesy of Bootlegger, and you're in it.
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, this is our wine, but I want to talk about your Bootlegger gig that you do Monday nights. I've been to Bootlegger many times. Haven't been in a while. We're gonna come back and see, and then you're also gonna be at Tuscany on Wednesday nights. Now,
yeah, I got a lot of things.
You got a lot of shows.
Yeah. So are we leaving now?
Yeah.
Oh, look, yeah. look at that. That's one of my characters. Sure.
Look at your little dancing legs too. You have some hot legs. Kid.
Well, that was then.
We're going to do some leggings after this, too.
Scott, you little devil, you.
He's pulling up some.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
See, the hard part
is
when
you... This is the VVN.
Yeah,
that's Sorry,
This
Mom.
Is our VVN right here, too. We brought our calla lilies in honor for the VVN today. They're very open.
Look at those beautiful girls.
This is so dirty.
Stop it.
So
I don't know what happened. Mm-mm. I'm usually PG.
He went there. Well, he does that, though.
I know.
He brings out the best in us.
That's what the guy that was the cult leader did. What he did was he
tapped
in.
I forgot to wear black like she was wearing today. See,
What he did was he has counseling sessions there you go.
I'm gonna ruin my new Barney shirt. Sorry, Jason. I want to show some shoulder.
And he gets you to let the shoulder out.
Yeah.
Let it out. It's just natural. It's God's shoulder. He gave it to you. Don't hide it.
It's God's shoulder.
So, cry on me.
I knew this was happening. I knew this was going to happen today. I said, I'm going to interview an interviewer, but also somebody who has way too much fun. There's going to be thrown right out the door the whole idea of what's possible in an interview, what has to happen, any kind of lineup you might have had.
Know,
just throw it out
it.
The door.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay, back
it's
to
Friday.
Business.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Oh, I can't. It's F it Friday.
I'm
going to
have another more
it.
Wine.
F it Fridays. F it Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly and Price.
F and Friday. Brought to you by F and Vodka. We can have a sponsor. F and Vodka on F and Friday. Go ahead. Sorry.
Bootlegger Monday
Bootlegger
night.
Bootlegger Monday nights.
It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
It's an open mic cabaret.
Yep.
It started out as the K word, which is tracks that.
The K word.
Where you put a track on.
KY? KY.
No, no, not that kind. Not that one.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was.
The VVN.
It's the. You know, the singing with words. So then I went away for a couple of years because Clint and I were, just getting married, blah, 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 which was a wonderful thing. I shouldn't say blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was great. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada. We got married.
We make out. Get married. And we lived happily ever after. But they asked me to come back to the Bootlegger.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't pour that little sip of wine. What? See, I told you. It's like a.
It starts.
It's like an allergy.
He you can't hear that he's talking. Us in our ear, very nasty.
They can't hear
they
what
can't
he's
hear
saying?
Him. Just the sound effects. Oh. They can't hear his little voice.
Do you know how it's, weird that makes us look? That we're like reacting.
Yes, people
to
go,
stuff that
the fuck's
they
wrong
can't
with them?
Hear.
They're just
well, they can't stay on subject. Well, guess what? We got
loudness in our ear. We got the VVN in our ears.
We got VVN leader in our ear.
We got Cowlilies in our ear.
Can they hear that?
They can hear that.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so
Bootlegger.
Oh God, that's
very much like that documentary last night. Anyway,
I can't wait
Bootlegger.
To watch this. my God.
We're like Joe Genenzio and Dennis Blair and that's my friend Steve Johnson, who's an awesome musician. Isn't this great? Yeah. They're my backup dancers.
Okay.
I love my friends. They say yes to everything. Mm-hmm. Hey, that makes me wonder, how would you feel about doing a sketch sometime?
That would be awesome.
Seems like it's right up your alley.
Can we do like Carol Burnett with, the long...
You mean
the curtain rods?
Yeah. Where'd you get that? I just saw it in the window.
That's
Let's
like the
do
best
it.
Line ever.
Bootlegger, 9 p.m.
Okay, 9 p.m. on Mondays.
People come and they sing.
Yes.
They sing like, they don't hold back their gift.
Yeah. They use it.
And they come and they sing and they share oh my goodness.
He loves the angelic thing. And I'll come in my three-piece suit with my little watch. I'll have to pull that out of somewhere in storage.
I know.
She knows it was me.
I do know.
She knows it was me.
I mean, seriously. So anyway, people come and it's a great thing. And on Wednesday nights, I'm at the Tuscany. That's me with my... Oh, when I came back to the Bootlegger, I said, I'll come back, but I have to have live music.
Yes.
So I brought my musical director, Michael Clark, who is... There
awesome.
Is a gift from God right there. And so then the band just grew. A guy came, hey, I'll play the drums. And then this other guy came, I'll play. So the band is great.
Yeah.
And we are over at the Tuscany just doing our thing there.
Okay.
And we do have a few people sit in, but it's not an open mic.
But it's your show to put on and
like,
say, hey, this is
we're singing,
happening.
We're playing songs. It's not like my show where I'm changing costumes yet.
Da, 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 da. I smell something coming.
I smell something as well.
It's Scott. It's our cult. It's our cult leader. He's probably going, and we're done.
So that cursing, right? I want to mention two more things. Yeah. Shameless plugs. We are doing conversations with Norm.
Yes, at the Smith Center. Yeah.
Yes, on the 25th.
The 25th. So this is this is a great. If you haven't been before, this is great. Norm, it's in the main hall. It's in Cab Jazz.
It's Cab Jazz.
So you know. If you, those of you who don't know Norm, you have to know Norm. Norm's been on a long time. He does, he tells it all in the paper.
Oh yes, and he's great. Been doing that for so many years. He promotes all he's the entertainment columnist in the RJ.
Yeah,
now John Katz.
Yeah.
It's called The Katz.
Yeah.
Well, just called The Katz. Katz. And he's took over just now, just recently.
Yeah.
Norm has retired, but he does these special events at the Smith Center once a month, and he interviews people.
Yeah.
And he invited both Clint and I to come.
Love
so
it. This is going to be great. Get your tickets there. $25 Sunday afternoon. This is a great time to go. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I can actually hit that. I'm done with brunch at DW before that.
You can hit that. Is that?
I can hit that. Calalily. I can hit that.
Calalily. I can hit that.
VVN. I can hit that. Go on there and get tickets to that because that would be fantastic. It is September 25th.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. He's in The Voice asking me what the date is again. I have to tell you real fast a story about Clint. So I was at the show. He did a show with Jane Monheit at the Smith Center.
Oh, man.
And Jane was coming in and doing the music of Ella, wasn't it? Was it Ella?
Okay, so it wasn't.
He did Every Time We Say Goodbye.
He just sat in with her.
Yeah. And they hadn't really practiced it. And that was their first show because they were doing a second set. And all of us in the room, goosebumps right now.
Oh.
It was one of the most amazing moments I've ever seen on stage because Clint just has this way of singing. If you've never seen him before, go see his show at Palazzo because he has this way of just connecting with the audience, but a way that he and Jane, like literally, nobody moved.
Connection.
Nobody made a noise.
They have a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, it's kept me awake many nights.
She was showing a lot of shoulder. Well, she's married to her drummer, right? Isn't she married
to Rick?
Yeah, she's married to Rick. So I'm like,
but, Clint, he can.
But he's irresistible.
He can melt a cactus.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But they do have a beautiful music.
That's why dead cactus on the road as he drives by. They just die at his presence as he goes by.
You bring out the weirder in me, if that's possible. But they do have, and she is on his album. He has a new CD out, but it's not out in public, but you can get it at the Palazzo Theater at the gift shop. And this is going to be one of those where they're putting it in for Grammy nominations and all that stuff. He does a duet with her on there, and that's the duet they do. And it's so special.
It's heaven.
Yeah. And there are other great duets too, but.
But
just
the
fact the
two
that
of them is pure
that.
Heaven. Oh, yeah. I think there was not one a dry eye in the house.
She does this with her hair.
Yeah, she does. She does a lot of movement.
She's a lovely lady.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I've watched her for a long time. I saw her on my birthday one year at the Village Vanguard in New York. I've stalked her. I followed her.
Wow,
I followed her. She's great.
So you've been outside her window as well.
Yeah, I have. Jane,
sliding
remember
glass
me?
Door.
Hi. Here's a cow lily.
I have a show in the future.
Sorry. But I think she's a favorite of Myron Martin's too. And so he brings her into Smith Center quite often, which is great because I had to go out of town to see her because again, the a lot of the venues dried up. That sounded really dirty.
Calla Lily.
No, nothing's dry here. Oh my God.
Well,
I'm sorry, Gladys, if you're watching.
Which reminds me.
With all the Saints Unified Voice.
Oh, look at that. That was a really great honor.
This is recently.
That was just.
This is the women's luncheon that just happened here in town.
Well, yeah, this was I think, in February. I can't see
and
the program.
And where were the boobies?
They had
the program
help.
Was holding them up.
No, I see. Because I was wearing a different kind of shirt, I was able to have the straps in the bra.
I love it.
But yes, that was a great. They called me Entertainer of the Year. 2015.
Love it.
What a great thing.
Love it.
I love the applause thing. I'd like to have a copy of that.
I know,
that.
Right?
Yes. But
that's a good track. That's a good track.
Mm-hmm. What an honor that was, because there's wonderful ladies doing great things, and then they honored me as well. So I'm very
But you're
proud
doing
of that.
Amazing things. You're, I mean,
like there's something oh my, to there be proud go. Of See? Right there.
You know you've made it when you don't have to wear your jacket on your arm. Inside, it's on the outside.
That's at the Rhonda Carr Event Center. I've done some shows over there, and it's a great venue.
Yeah, right there downtown.
This reminds me of the suit. I'm actually in a show tomorrow night with Bill Fain at the Starbright. I think there are a few tickets left. It's
Starbright
his show.
Up in Summerlin.
Yes. Yeah. And it's 60 years for him, 60 years, family, friends, and music.
Okay.
And so I'm doing a couple of things. I have some things filmed, and then I'm breaking out not that suit, but another one, because that one won't fit right now. But I have a blue one that has a little more give. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So if you can,
more
come
soothing.
See.
It's okay.
Yeah. What blue's more soothing? Is that so?
For that crowd, we want to be blue and subtle.
Yeah, that's a bit too
not red
much
and raunchy.
That, right,
in the Starbright Theater, you want to be a little more subdued.
And absolutely, you know, and then the belt.
You might have a few people leave in the
I'm
ambulance.
I'm not going to comment on that. But But I have played Florida a few times for the condo circuit.
Oh, look, we're losing things here.
And there's a thing where they go, now, before we bring the star out, it was just Clint Holmes, who I'd never heard of him, but I Googled him last night. And he's very good, and my son is a fan of his, so I don't know. But, and his wife is in the show as well, but I just want to tell you to put, to mark your Walker, because last week somebody went home with Ethel's Walker, and she has the wrong one. So mark your walkers, they're all up here. And then someone stopped me after the show. I did the show, and Clint talks about his granddaughter and his family, and then I come out, and I'm like in the sparkly little dress, and you know, and I could feel, but then I win him over because I'm doing some silly stuff, and we touch bald heads, and everybody's happy. And then after, a lady comes, could I talk to you? Same voice, but a lady, could I talk to you? You're very good. I like your moves. You have nice moves, and your figure's very nice. You're very good. So let me ask you, the grandchildren, are they yours? And I said, well, they're my step-grandchildren. And she turns around, and I thought we had a connection and everything. She turns around and goes, I told you she's the second wife. I thought there was something here.
I thought maybe they were trying to marry one of them off. You know, I have a grandson. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. No.
Right.
No.
None of that.
They were like, "Is she the mother of the children and the granddaughter?" I don't think so.
That's their talk the whole time.
The whole time. And she's, where's my walker? Yes. But anyway.
They have a walker check. That's fantastic. Yes, so that's tomorrow night. That's Saturday night. So it's
Would you like one more?
One more
obnoxious plug.
Oh my God,
I'm just going to vomit myself.
Oh my God.
There is a beautiful event happening in October.
Uh-huh.
23rd.
October 23rd,
the
okay.
The Sunny Side of the Strip.
Yes.
With the Henderson Symphony.
Okay.
And it's Sonny Charles.
Uh-huh, yep.
From the Checkmates.
Yep.
And Sonny Turner.
Yeah.
Who that is. From the Platters.
Okay.
And yours truly, Kelly Clinton-Holmes.
She's very busy.
I'm hosting and doing a couple of numbers with the, 49-piece symphony.
That's fantastic. So, and that's at Henderson at the Henderson
Pavilion. Yes,
it's a great
October
venue.
October 23rd.
Great time of year.
I've plugged almost everything.
She's plugged everything, including the VVN.
Oh, yeah.
The plug.
And I did have a wonderful time here with you.
How many years were you here at doing Talktales?
I don't know, Scott. I think it was Scott. I didn't just call you Scott. I'm talking into the
ear. When did he let you out of the cult?
As soon as he could.
You ever seen that Kimmy Schmidt show on Netflix, the Wonderful Life of Kimmy Schmidt or something?
No.
Where she's out of the compound. Like, she gets out of the...
No.
She all of a sudden gets free through the doorway, and she's out of the cult and goes to New York. I said, that's kind of how we feel about
that.
Here. It's that, you know.
Except we don't want to get out too soon.
We
want to get
fully immersed in the VVN before we get out.
We want our minds completely taken over.
I'm sorry, Scott. Uh-oh.
What? No, I love Scott. Actually, I had a blast.
He's
a blast doing this. He would let me do anything I want. And then he playing off of you, Scott, was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, he was my foil. Like, or he'd feed me something. He's like, she's got nothing right now. I'll give her something.
It's like cricket.
And and then he throws something at me. And then, look at
the
joy.
He can
say all the things he wants, but there's joy in that face
there. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I was thinner then, but I had a great time. And
he made me pee in his bushes once.
Pardon me? He
made me pee in
his
bushes once.
This is not coming out right.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't.
It's bad.
VVN,
on many...
bushes, calla lilies.
What bushes are we talking about?
His home bushes.
That's the new name of the show, Home Bushes.
Home Bushes.
And only girl guests. But listen, Mom, I love you.
I know, I'm sorry.
You taught
everyone.
Me everything, but this is not
She went astray.
I'm sorry.
She went astray.
I got in a cult.
She got sucked in. We have okay. limited time. I got to do one last plug for no, it's okay.
Other
for
things.
The, no, we're moving to Fridays now. This show was normally on Mondays at 3. We are now, you're the first guest for
first
Friday.
Friday.
First Friday. It's also today downtown if you want to go check out art and fabulousness. But it's our first Friday and we'll be Fridays from now on at noon. And good. We are doing a new show on Mondays called Small Business, Big Voice.
Oh, that sounds
have,
good.
I'm crazy because I have more than just houses. I've got crazy businesses. So I want to interview other people who have businesses and go through the headaches and hell by themselves.
Okay.
And so they can save other people the pitfalls.
So
and that starts
educate.
October 3rd, I think. Monday, October 3rd.
You're so. Educating people
educating.
And helping mm-hmm. them have a better life, a better
yes,
business,
this is right.
a plan.
We're going to come see you. Are you there Monday on Labor Day
I'm
or are you
there,
off? Okay.
I'm there on Monday.
I know what I'm doing Labor Day. What are you doing? I'm going to see Kelly.
Will you sing?
We're going to... I'll sing.
Oh, that's great. By the way, I think you're fabulous.
I'll bring my calla lilies.
Bring the calla lilies.
And some wine.
They might not survive till Monday, but bring wine.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks all for watching. See you later. Have a good weekend.